So let's talk about that Jockey Club report first. It was pretty bad news when it came out a few years ago. It predicted a 25% decline in the racing handle in a decade's time, 27% of tracks shutting down, 50% increase in owner losses. How was that received in the thoroughbred industry?
Well, I don't think it would be surprising if you saw those results that there were some pretty concerned folks within the industry when those numbers came out. And I think the immediate reaction was to say, what can we do about this?
So strategies grew out of this. And one of them, I believe, was the idea of establishing Horse Country, Inc. Is that correct? Is that the thinking behind it?
Brutus Clay from Runnymede Farm wrote a white paper describing the need for the industry to focus more on selling experiences and fans of farms, you know, to help people find a way to connect with a sport. And then at the same time, Price Bell and his father, Heedley, were also working on a similar initiative and were joined together to kind of tag team and work together on what has eventually become Horse Country.
Lexington, for as long as any of us can remember, has been ringed by these fabulous horse farms. And it's always a great experience to get out in the car and drive out Old Frankfort Pike or Paris Pike or Bryan Station, wherever, and see them. But there has also always been the perception that that's as far as it goes. You're not welcome in to the farm. Is this a signal that that's changing?
Absolutely. This is most certainly a flag up, a welcome, a signal that the gates are opening and that these farms that are members of Horse Country, these venues, also the clinics that are a part of Horse Country are excited to welcome guests and be their part of developing fans and telling the stories.
What sorts of experiences are you thinking of?
We were planning really hard with all of our 33 members to make sure that when they welcome folks to their locations, that they're prepared to offer a great experience, for it to be a level of hospitality and storytelling that makes for an authentic and exciting experience that connects people emotionally with those locations. We're building a website that will provide central booking for the public so that they can access the tour that's best for them in a centralized way, whether it's finding a single farm that they'd like to visit, or whether it's finding a tour that's provided by a guided tour operator, of which there are several in our community that provide great tours. And so we just want to make sure that the public from start to finish has a great experience finding a location that they can tour, getting there, having a wonderful, authentic experience on a farm, and leaving connected to the sport.